one day.
Good morning to everyone and welcome to Because He Lives program for the 15th of October 2023, brought to you by the faithful sponsorship of the Federal Motor Spirits and the Church of the Nazarene Barbados District. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for yet another day, a day that you have authorized us to see. Thank you, Lord, for the many blessings that we take for granted, being able to live and breathe and move and have our being. And I pray, dear God, that as we continue our discourse on the spiritual gifts, that you will continue to give your people more understanding and more enlightenment to your word. For Lord, your word doesn't go back to you null and void, but it goes about accomplishing the purpose with which you have achieved it for. And I pray, dear God, that at the end of it, you will have a greater understanding of spiritual gifts and greater motivation to find out what our gifts are and to be able to stir them up, and with your guidance, be able to help us to exercise those gifts to your honor and to your glory. Dear God, bless today in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Right about now, we are going to have a couple of announcements. And after the announcements, we are going to have Reverend Marina Taylor, one of the assistant pastors at Bank Hall Nazarene Church, to begin her part of the discourse in spiritual gifts. And the text this morning is going to be taken from Romans chapter 12, from verses 6 to 8. The Schofield and Margaret Eversley Foundation presents A Musical Evening with the Eversleys, featuring the Barbados Police Service Band and 11-year-old Chelsea Cadogan Goddard. It's going to be held on November the 5th from 5 p.m. at the Western Light Church of the Nazarene. Tickets, adults $30 and children $20 at the door. Tickets available from the Church of the Nazarene District Office, Eagle Hall, Things Gospel, Warrens, CS Pharmacy Bridgetown, and various Nazarene churches across the island. This morning, ladies and gentlemen, this morning, the 15th of October, is the time for all Nazarenes to gather at the Western Lake Church of the Nazarene, 10 a.m. sharp, for what is indeed going to be another very powerful quarterly session. Come and be blessed. It's going to be at the Western Light Church of the Nazarene with the topic, Embracing Change. All are welcomed.
Romans chapter 12 and verse 6 through 8. And I begin to read, having these gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith. Or ministry, let us wait on our ministering, or he that teacheth on teaching, or he that exhorteth on exaltation. He that giveth, let him do it with simplicity. He that ruleth with diligence, he that showeth mercy with cheerfulness. This is the area of scripture we will be looking at today, from the book of Romans chapter 12, verse 6 to 8. God gives us gifts so we can build up His church. To use them effectively, we must, one, realize that all gifts and abilities come from God. Dedicate our gifts to God's service and not to our personal success. Three, be willing to utilize our gifts wholeheartedly, not holding back anything from God's service. Today, I will explain in brief the following gifts: the gift of prophecy, the gifts of ministry or serving others, the gift of teaching, the gift of encouragement, and the gift of giving. Prophecy means basically to speak God's word with divine anointing, divine inspiration, and declaring the purposes of God, whether by reproving and admonishing, or by confronting the afflicted or revealing things hidden, such as foretelling future events, particularly predictions, foretelling of future events, including the declarations, exhortations and warnings uttered by the prophets while acting under divine influence. The prophetic gift or office as one of the grace gifts imparted by the Spirit to members of the body of Christ. The exercising of the prophetic office, acting as an ambassador of God and the interpreter of his mind and will. Prophecy will edify or build up the congregation. Prophecy will encourage and impart lives. Prophecy will draw believers to God in Christian unity. Now, sometimes people talk about, I want a prophetic word. God gives us a word right from his word. And many times people tell you what they want you to hear. And so many times here in our nation, we have had so many people who say they're prophets and they come and you have to pay them money so that they can give you a word. I don't believe in that. I believe if God has blessed you with a gift and that gift is to be used for the betterment of the body of Christ, we should not have to pay you to give us a prophetic word, as it is said. You know, all people are becoming smart anyhow. So I trust that we will not be looking for anyone to give us a word and we have to compensate them by paying them money so that they can give us a word. The Holy Spirit can give you a word from the Lord. Amen. And I'm not saying that to say that they're not prophets. They're people who give you a prophetic word and it is spot on for what you're going through at the time. However, that is for discussion later on. Then this other gift is ministry or service. Serving or ministering. Those who execute the commands of others. It usually refers to ministering to the physical needs of people. 1 Peter 4:11 tells us, if anyone serves, he should do it with the strength God provides, so that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ. This spiritual gift results in highlighted effectiveness through the infused power of the Holy Spirit. The gift of teaching. The gift of teaching equips one to impart truth to others in a relevant way so that the gospel can be understood and applied to his or her life. The teacher in the church can effectively communicate the truths of Christian faith so as to make truth live for others. The church requires sound teaching if it is to maintain spiritual health. Teaching is of supreme importance in the work of the church, second only to prophecy and preaching. While preaching and teaching overlaps, the general distinction is that preaching appeals to action, while teaching is providing instructions. Encouragement. Encouragement literally means going to another person's assistance in whatever way he or she needs that help. Be it consultation, comfort, and solace. Encouragement is for the purpose of strengthening and establishing the believer in the faith. Encouragement may be conveyed by just the presence of another, as well as by the spoken word. In times of sorrow and bereavement, it calls for the exercise of this gift by other members of the fellowship. One who practices encouragement ministers grace in the wilderness of loneliness, suffering, bereavement, or doubt. In a world such as this, the gift of encouragement or comfort will always be needed in large supply. The gift of giving. Giving is a special enabling gift from God given to some Christians for helping others. Giving is also contributing to the needs of others. It means giving from a heart filled with God's kind of love. In giving, we become more like the Master who gave himself for his church and the Father who gave his one and only Son. Giving is to be done generously. The gift of giving includes the ability to earn and give money for the advancement of God's work. Givers don't only give out of their abundance, but also from a place of real sacrifice, which is done joyfully. The gift of giving produces a love burden that expresses itself in the sharing of one's resources freely in the service of God and neighbor. I will turn over to Minister Burke to continue from here.
Yes, in Romans chapter 12 from verses 6 to 10, we have about 10 different attributes that these gifts carry. I'm going to do the last five: leadership, exhorting, helps, mercy, and hospitality. Leadership, God has called each of us to lead in some area of the church, regardless of the ministry it is. And if so, God will want us to lead with wisdom and lead with due diligence. And 1 Timothy chapter 3 gives us an outline for those who are desiring the office of bishop and pastor. And there are other biblical references, as it were, to be able to help us with how to lead and to lead well and to lead with great humility. Moses, for instance, was one of the meekest persons to ever walk the face of the earth because of his humility and his wonderful walk with Almighty God. Next to leadership, we would have exhortation. Exhorting, the word exhort, kohar means heart, means to strongly encourage or to urge someone to do something. And we need encouragement in the body of Christ these days. Persons to urge us on in good works of God, being able to help bring out persons' abilities and to be able to make them smile, be able to make them laugh, you know, be able to stir them up in the good gifts and bring them up in the fear and the admonition of the Lord. And Barnabas comes to mind as a person who, as a matter of fact, his name means son of encouragement. He was an encourager, being able to urge persons on, being able to help reconcile and that sort of stuff. And God knows we need persons who help to repair breaches in relationships. At the point of Paul's conversion, he managed, because obviously people were still frightened for the Apostle Paul, but he wasn't Paul at that point in time. They just saw him as Saul, being the persecutor of the church. But Barnabas, knowing his conversion, was able to bring Saul to the apostles, and Barnabas was able to let them know, hey, look, this Saul, you don't have to be frightened for this man anymore. He has been converted. He's been touched by the power of the Holy Spirit, by the one who dwells in unapproachable light. And he's one of us. So there's no need to fear Saul. As a matter of fact, his name changed from Saul to Paul. So you can see that encouragement is very much needed in the body of Christ. Next, we move on to hospitality. Being able to invite persons in. Hospitality is that ability to make people feel welcome, make them feel at home, to be able to cater to the person's immediate needs, you know, food, shelter, clothing, welfare, transport, utilities. Indeed, hospitality has a fairly wide area, and we need persons within the body that can show that sense of hospitality, that sense of care, that when these issues do turn up in terms of being able to welcome in strangers, certain circumstances may happen where people may lose, you know, a temporary shelter or lost their footing somewhere along the line. You have persons within the body of Christ who can cater to their needs. In the book of Acts, we had persons who had means, gave to the ones who didn't, and were able to more or less cater to them. We had the issue with the widows feeling left out, and they were able to pick persons who were able to cater to their needs. Yes, we need hospitality. We need persons to have mercy. Bowels of compassion is one thing that the church should be known for, because the God we serve, Jesus Christ, he himself is the model of mercy. He's the model of compassion upon the entire human race. And we have been called to reflect such mercy, such compassion, and such love upon the human race. And no doubt this is definitely a gift of the Holy Spirit, being able to show mercy, being able to defend the defenseless, and even showing mercy when abject punishment really was supposed to be dished out. But yet, in love, in grace, in mercy, we postpone or we do away with the punishment, and we show compassion where it is due. Giving. Give, and it will come back to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Remember that as a song from Ron Canole, but it is also reflecting a biblical model that when we give unto the Lord, He blesses us. Not that we should give to get, but we give because we love the Lord. We give because we give out of the abundance of the blessings that God freely gives to us and that we freely receive. And as we freely receive, we freely give. And there's a saying that there's always more of a blessing to give than it is to receive. Some of the most contented persons in the world aren't necessarily the richest and the wealthiest, but it is those who are willing to give and to give sacrificially and just give. And you will find that when you cast your bread upon the waters, they come back in multiples. God loves a cheerful giver. It doesn't matter the amount. The amount doesn't impress God. What impressed God is the heart with which you do it, the motive with which you do it. And once you do it with a heart of love, once we do it because we love Jesus, then He takes care of us. Once we take care of His business and give, then He takes care of us. And as I mentioned before, the church in Acts gave. The persons who had the means to give were able to give to the ones who didn't, and hence no one lacked anything within the assembly. And that's what we need. These serving gifts of the Spirit helps the body of Christ to function well and create a real loving environment that endears everybody to come into this environment, sort of like the environment that would have been created in the Church of Acts when the young church was created. It was such a loving and a powerful atmosphere. It created such a pull. That love of God created such a pull that daily numbers, and I mean significant numbers, were added to the assembly in those times. And oh, how we would long for those days to come back when people would join the assembly by droves, because the power of the Holy Spirit was around and the gifts and the fruits of the Holy Spirit were made fully manifest. And want to add kindness and helps there. We got to try a little kindness. Shine your light for everyone to see. If we try a little kindness, we can overlook the blindness. Yes, kindness is what is needed these days with such harshness going on in the world. And kindness involves even choosing the right words to say. You know, Proverbs 15 verse 1 says that grievous words stir up anger, but a soft answer turns away wrath. The right words to say, the right action to take. You know, without hurting persons with our words, without hurting persons with our actions, being able to be understandable, to be able to empathize, all of those things show kindness and consideration for other people, you know, other people's feelings, other people's situations, even things like do unto others as they will have them do unto you. And when we think of the golden rule, then kindness comes into play, because the same treatment with which you would want to be treated with, then we should be able to meet out to others. Then we have the gift of helps. We have persons within our assembly who My goodness. Whatever is needed to be done, they are there. Even if they don't have the fundamental skill for it, they will stay there until someone who has that proper gift fills that spot. But whatever is needed to be done, they are there. And they turn up and they do it with enthusiasm. They do it with a smile on their face, a pep in their step, and energy to light up a whole room. They are on fire for God, and whatever is needed to get the job done, whatever is needed to get the service off the road, whether it's light, sound, technical, opening the church, etc., etc., helping to prepare a sermon, whatever it is, they are there. The gift of helps. All of these make for a proper functioning body of Christ. Though we are many, we are one body.
In closing, I trust that you have been encouraged as we have shared this brief teaching with you on the spiritual gifts. Next week, we will take a look at the gifts of tongues. I extend an invitation to those of you who have been listening to the program and wondering, where do I fit in all of this? I want to say to you, if you are saved, just ask the Holy Spirit and He will direct you. For those of you who have never asked Jesus to come into your heart and save you and make you God's child, this is your opportunity today. You can repeat this short prayer after me. And it says, Heavenly Father, I recognize that I am a sinner and I am really sorry for all the wrong things I have done. Forgive me of all of my sins. Come into my heart. Save me and make me your child. In Jesus' name. Amen. And I assure you that once you are sincere, this is a prayer that God hears instantly and He does something about it. You will know that something has happened in your life. God will hear your prayer and work a miracle in your heart, and you will receive the gift of salvation or the gift of eternal life. If you need to, you can contact us at telephone number 435-4444. This is telephone number 435-4444. And we will be happy to share and pray with you. For those of you who are struggling and you also need some form of counseling, you are also free to call us at 435-4444. We know that God is able to meet you at the point of your need. At this time, I want you to join with me in our closing prayer. Heavenly Father, today we are indeed grateful for your loving kindness and your tender mercies to us. We thank you, God, for Jesus. We thank you for the sacrifice that He made on the cross of Calvary so that we can enjoy and have eternal life. We thank you for your Holy Spirit who lives in us, the one, O God, who gives us the gifts so that we can all work together in unity in the building of the body of Christ. I pray, God, for those of us who know you as Savior, that, God, we will seek earnestly to know what the gifts that you have given to us, and we will use them for the building of the body of Christ. I pray, God, that none of us would fall short in any way, but, God, we will give our entire lives. We would recommit, we would rededicate our lives to you today for service. Lord, we are living in the last and closing days of time. And Father, we do not know how long it's going to be. But God, I pray today that Father, your Holy Spirit would illuminate, set the light in our hearts. And God, you would rekindle the passion that we had when we first fell in love with you. I pray, God, that you would help us to work together. And Lord, I pray for those who are not saved, that they would give their lives to you. For the Christians who are struggling, God, I pray, Father, that they would come to you in repentance and asking you, God, to forgive them. And God, you would wash them up and take them back and begin to speak to their hearts, that they would read your word and they would spend time with you in prayer. And God, that as they commit themselves, that God, you would begin to reveal your will and yourself to them. I pray, oh God, for mothers who are going through rough times in this nation and may not have anything to eat. I pray, God, that you would provide, that you would send someone, oh God, who may be of a better position than they are, that would be able to help them and assist them. And the children themselves, God, would be able to be nourished and fed and taken care of. I pray, oh God, that you would continue to have your way We entrust this week into your hands, and we pray, God, that you would guide us, you would lead us, you direct us in the way that we should go. And God, when we have reached the end of this week, that may we not fail to give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory. In Jesus' name I pray with thanksgiving. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Though we are many, we are one body. We are one body in Christ. Though we are many, we are one body. We are one body in Christ. Though we are many, we are one body. We are one body.
How the song will sound like in Zulu.
Oh, that's it, guys. Well, come on, let's join them.
This is how that scripture sounds in Afrikaans.
Teach you to sing this song in Spanish.
Aún siendo muchos, somos en Cristo un solo cuerpo de amor. Aún siendo muchos, somos en Cristo un solo cuerpo de amor.
Yes, come on, let's.
Aún siendo muchos, somos en Cristo un solo cuerpo de amor. Aún siendo muchos, somos en Cristo un solo cuerpo de amor.
Well, let's unite our hearts.
One body in Christ.
One body.
family.
We are one.
We've become one more.